Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we'll see what Michigan does on the road here. This is a big game for them, and they need to keep winning because they have to get to October 21st undefeated, and then they got to go to Penn State and somehow win that game. If they don't beat Penn State, you know, I said that they'll beat Ohio State this year. I think they will beat them in Ann Arbor. But I think, personally, I think Ohio State's a little bit overrated. I still think they're a very talented athletic team. But I just do not think they've looked good in their football games that I've seen them play. I'm sure they'll kick UNLV's ass this weekend. They did not kick Army's ass. Did they really? I mean, wasn't it like 38-7? That's just not Ohio State anymore, is it? Shouldn't they have won that game 55-7? So I question it, who they are this year, but I'm not questioning Michigan. I think they've looked pretty tough, and I think they're only going to get better. But I think they could lose that game. Chris, do you think Michigan could lose the game in Happy Valley against Penn State under the lights in late October? Do you think they'll lose that game to the Nittany Lions?
Yes, I actually do. I'm actually really, really high on Penn State right now. Love the Nittany Lions.
Do you think they'll win tomorrow in Iowa City, hands down, and cover that big number?
Like
it's,
I said,
it's 12.
Yeah, I believe I said the last time I was on, I'm going to stand by my prediction, 200 yards for Saquon Barkley.
200 yards for Barkley, and you like them to blow out Iowa?
I like them to go perhaps undefeated.
So, and blow out Iowa by more than 12.5.
Let's go 20.
All right, Mafia, by 20. All right, so Mafia, give me your predictions. Will Penn State beat Michigan in October in Happy Valley? And will Penn State win in Iowa tomorrow night? And will Michigan win in West Lafayette against Purdue? Can you handle that many questions at once?
I can, yes. Penn State will beat Iowa. Iowa's nothing at all. Barkley's going to run all over, you know, all day, all over them. Michigan and Purdue, I think it'll be a closer game than we've seen in a long time between those two, but I think Michigan will win, and I think they're still going to cover in the end. I think maybe a defensive touchdown puts them over the top late. And as far as the game against Penn State and Michigan and Happy Valley, it's all going to be about who controls, you know, what they want to do. It's whether Michigan's defense can control Barkley or Barkley controls the clock against Michigan's defense and their offense. And I think that defense is good enough that they're not going to shut him down, but they can hold him, you know, under what he's used to for the rest of the season. Because
so are you calling for a Michigan upset on the road at Penn State?
I'm calling for a Michigan upset on the road. As long as their quarterback doesn't completely blow it, I think the defense is good enough to hold Barkley down.
I think if they're both undefeated going into that game in Happy Valley in front of 105,000 people, Penn State will beat Michigan. And then that'll ruin Michigan's season until they beat Ohio State and get into the playoff anyway with one loss. How do you like them apples? Because you know they want Jim Harbaugh in that playoff. They didn't bring him back to college football to have him coach in the Apple Bowl.
Of course.
Is there an Apple Bowl?
They've been so antsy for that. The last couple of years, there's been nothing more they want than put him in that playoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.